This is Dusty Rhodes reporting for the Education Desk. Last week, there was another battle in the school funding war. To some people, this round might sound like small potatoes. The fight was over a 2.25% budget cut. But Illinois already ranks lowest in the nation in education funding, and the state has cheated schools out of 11% of aid in each of the past 2 years. So yet another cut, even just 2%, that hurts. Last week's fight was over how to distribute the pain. The Illinois Board of Education, known as ISBE, makes that decision. Their chairman, James Meeks, and 5 of the 9 members were recently appointed by Governor Bruce Rauner. Wednesday morning, the board attended a Senate committee hearing where the board's financial officer laid out their 2 choices. The first, called pro rata, simply cuts every district's state aid by whatever percent the General Assembly has shortchanged the schools. That's how Illinois has been implementing these cuts for years. The other method, called per pupil, has not been used yet in Illinois, so I asked Senator Andy Menard to explain.
You take the amount of money we're short in the state budget, and you divide it by the number of students in the state.
Okay.
So then you take that number times the number of students you have in a school district, and that would be the district effect.
I called Menard, a Democrat from Macoupin County, because school funding is his signature issue. He's been writing legislation to overhaul Illinois' system, which relies heavily on property tax, ever since he was chief of staff to Senate President John Cullerton. His current effort, Senate Bill 1, appears to be on hold this session, but he kind of likes this per pupil idea. Here's what he does not like about the pro rata method.
So you apply the percentage to the district's allocation, which on its face sounds like a fair approach, but when you drill down into the numbers of what effect that has on students, it clearly is anything but fair.
But at the Wednesday morning hearing, Rauner's Secretary of Education, Beth Purvis, told lawmakers the pro rata method would be the board's only choice. Purvis said at one point, I think it was Cullerton asking, would both options be presented to the board? She said, no, there will be only one option.
Mm-hmm. They didn't want to change mid-course through a school year or a fiscal year. But I think that's a bureaucratic view of the situation. They could have made a better decision, in my opinion. They could have taken a very small step toward a larger effort of achieving greater equity among school districts in the state, and that was a missed opportunity for the Rauner administration. Granted, this is not a monumental shift, but in my mind, it was symbolic and meaningful because it would give the State Board of Education under the Rauner administration the opportunity to show their cards.
So they could have signaled, hey, there's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it differently.
Yeah, and frankly, that action would have matched Governor Rauner's rhetoric around the state when it comes to what he says about how important public education is.
They did discuss at ISBE a per pupil method after the hearing on Wednesday morning. And they committed to meeting about it to try to make it the recommendation for FY16 in May.
I think that's a positive. I also would say that I think, and I don't speak for Chairman Meeks, but I think Chairman Meeks clearly understands this issue.
So let's say that ISBE meets in May and says, okay, we're going to use per pupil for FY16. I mean, I'm hearing that FY16 is going to be 95% instead of 89 or 87% proration.
Well, that's if the governor, if the governor's budget's approved, proration would be less. But I would hope that one of two things can happen. You know, Senate Bill 1, there is no proration. We contemplate a strategy where we meet the needs of neediest districts first and foremost, which is what every expert says we ought to do in Illinois. Then a next best option would be that we fully fund general state aid so that we don't have to prorate, so we don't even have to have this discussion. And then I guess the third option would be if we have to do proration, I would say it's an absolute must that the State Board of Education prorate differently.
This has been Dusty Rhodes reporting for the Education Desk. I'll have more stories on education funding in the days and weeks ahead.